Morning, we're continuing Chayodim, Klal Yudayin, Siman Aleph, and we left off yesterday with the question that does not seem to be that we take the idea of Scharpsius or Revam, Pesach Medrash, into consideration, and people seem to be davening where they want without taking these into consideration. So do we have any explanation to this question? So there's a sefer called Shalos V'Tshuvos B'Tzel HaChochma, written by Rabbi Tzalo Stern, who was the Debrei Tzina Rav, Rav Moshe Stern's older brother, and a very chashuv Talmid Chacham. He was actually offered the position to become Ravid in Yerushalayim. He did not accept it for whatever reason. He ended up in Australia after the war. So in his Sefer B'Tzel HaChochma, he grapples with this question, and he says that if a person finds that he's more comfortable in a certain place to daven, because let's say they daven the same nusach as him, or the type of people which daven there, or the type of place where it is, he finds more conducive to learning, to davening, he has more Yeshua Das in his tefillah. Yeshua Das in his tefillah is going to be the primary concern. So a person feels himself more comfortable there for whatever reason, and he's going to feel more comfortable davening and be able to focus more on his davening, and that's it. In that scenario, that's going to be the primary concern. The main goal over here, these are milas in your tefillah, but you're davening, let's say we have the same level of concentration, focus, etc., in two places. You can add the outside mila, it has the extra kedusha, it has the extra raivam, etc. But if it's going to affect the actual quality of your davening, so that has to be your primary concern, because that's the tefillah itself. These are milas which are added to the tefillah. This is the tefillah itself. So if a person has those considerations, those considerations would take precedence. But assuming that the person could daven just as equally with the same level of kavana in two different places, then you say, well, you should give advantage to Roivam, etc. Now, if a person has a potential financial loss, he continues and says, let's say that the person needs to be able to go afterwards to work, and one place is closer to work, etc., and if he goes to the further place, to daven, he'll get to work late, and he'll take a financial loss, etc. So that is a consideration which we will see, that there is some point where we take financial loss into consideration in regards to the person's right to not even daven b'tzibur at all. So kal v'chomer, if you're daven b'tzibur, the question is just a mila of where to daven. So that would be a valid consideration. If you look at the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos in Siman, which is on Or HaChaim, in Siman Sadi, in Os Yud Zayin, he quotes the B'Tzel HaChochma and others who bring down these other considerations. Now we will see later on the Chayyim will also add in that if you have one shul which maybe has more people, but there is potential for hearing conversation of Lashon Hara, Mitzvahs, etc., there's another place which is smaller, but you don't have that issue, so that is, a person has a right not to go to that shul which has more people, because there's averis which will be connected to it by hearing Lashon Hara, Rechilas, Latsanas, etc. So that is another consideration as well. So again, all of these considerations, which we mentioned already yesterday, are all assuming that we don't have the potential advantage to your quality of your kavana, and the potential financial losses, and potential issues of concerns of averis involved by going to that place. The Chayyim continues and says, "Amakam Gimel Machmas Oynus or Chirli Ksas." A person doesn't have an option of a Beis Medrash or a Beis Knesses, because let's say that he has an Oynus or a Chirli, B'Shar Menias or any other issue. Yochel Ispalo B'Beis Medrash or Beis Knesses. Shani Yochel Ispalo B'Beis Medrash or Beis Knesses. He can't make it to the Beis Medrash or Beis Knesses. Ispalo B'Amakam Shehukva L'Minyan Kavua Alvapi Shelo Yichdu the Beis Knesses. So if it's a kavias, the minyan which is there, even though it's not a shul, but that it gives it some level of kedusha, the fact that there's a minyan there on a regular basis. So, example, this would be the mincha minyan which people make near their place of work. It's not a basic kinesis, but it's a makom where there's a minyan kavua there on a regular basis. So that would be significant. It would be appropriate the person should go there for davening, because they're going to have the milo of makom kavua. He can't make it to a shul, so he's at work. He cannot leave work in such a way to get to a shul to daven mincha, but he can leave work in a way to get to a makom, which is there's a minyan kavua. So that's a milo over davening. Even if you can have an option of making a minyan basura, a one-time minyan basura where you are, it'd be better to go to a place where there's a constant, regular minyan of asura. Let's hold it here, and we will continue Siman Aleph tomorrow.